And now, back to Classic Artist Spotlight.
By 1981, Daryl Hall and John Oates had revived their record sales in a big way. MTV was born that summer, and the duo figured prominently in its rotation. That very summer, the album Private Eyes was released, and this song, the title track, became the duo's third number one hit. Fall of 1981, that was Private Eyes. Daryl Hall and John Oates were now a huge draw. However, many of their original fans and critics alike began to accuse the duo of being too commercial and departing from their soul and R&B roots, so Hall and Oates answered back a little bit with this song, which became their first number one on their R&B charts. I Can't Go for That, Daryl Hall and John Oates' fourth chart-topping single. By 1982, the duo released H2O, which would be their biggest selling album to date. And by year's end, they released this single, which spent a month at number one and became the duo's biggest selling single, Maneater. Maneater was a worldwide hit. Here now is a collage of singles from Hall & Oates that were released during 1983 through 1985. One of the more memorable shows and recordings Daryl Hall and John Oates ever did was in 1985 at the Apollo Theater with Temptation members David Ruffin and Eddie Kendrick. Hall and Oates continued through the late 80s into the 90s, but were not as successful as in earlier years. Throughout the last couple of decades, however, they would get together for an occasional gig or TV appearance. At present, Daryl Hall is hosting a web TV series called Live from Daryl's House. This song was released in 1984. From the album Big Bam Boom, Out of Touch became Daryl Hall and John Oates' sixth and final number one single. Daryl Hall and John Oates, the number one duo of the rock and roll era. You've been listening to Classic Artist Spotlight, recorded at Studio 242. I'm Larry Ravenswood, executive producer, engineer Daryl Jurgensen. Thank you very much for listening.